But he went on to say this: Satan is sitting on my face, and I have to battle him because my pride and my selfishness in nature is always wanting to bend things away from a heart for God.
This is The Journey with Steve DeWitt. Steve's the senior pastor of Bethel Church in Northwest Indiana. If you want to stay in shape, you have to be intentional and daily. Take a few days off and you lose your momentum. The same is true if you want to stay in spiritual shape. So what steps are you taking to be intentional with the Lord? Today in The Journey, an encouraging message that everyone needs to hear, whether you're a young believer or you've been walking with the Lord for years. Before we begin, have you joined our Facebook page? You can find us by searching for thejourney.media. We'd love to get to know you so we can minister better to you. That's thejourney.media on Facebook. Now for today's message from Mark chapter 1, here's Pastor Steve.
We kicked off our series last week, and it's entitled The Walk, and we talked about the walk as a metaphor for the Christian life, and that if we are a Christian, we're all involved in the walk. And I have so looked forward to this weekend's message. When we sat down as a staff and we just were like, okay, what are the topics that would be most helpful to the church? And we began to kind of put this together. This is the one that I just like, lights were going off and I was like, I can't wait to do this one particular message. Now, they're all going to be outstanding. They're all going to be the greatest sermons in the history of the church. There's no doubt about it. But this one, to me, has tremendous potential to be a help. And that's what I want it to be. And one reason that I'm passionate about it is just simply my story. And many of you know my story. I talk about my life at times. And so many of you know that I grew up in a Christian home. I grew up going to church. I remember quoting John 3:16 in a Christmas like little production thing, sitting on my dad's knee. I was 3 years old. So I have been in the church all of my life. And I grew up in a kind of Christianity that I have much that I am thankful for in my heritage. But if it tended one direction or the other, it tended towards what I would call more of kind of a legalistic, somewhat performance-based approach to what it means to be a Christian. And in the kinds of churches that I grew up in, one of the things that we were taught is that Christians were to have daily devotions. And that's what they were called, daily devotions. Good Christians have daily devotions. And I wanted to be a good Christian. So even as a boy, I was trying my best to have my daily devotions. And I struggled with, from that kind of approach, I struggled with a sense in my heart that essentially was this, that when I had my daily devotions and I walked out the door that day, I walked out in the favor of God. I went to school with a confidence I was going to ace the test. Why? Because I had my daily devotions. And when I went in the locker room, the upperclassmen were not going to beat me up. Why? Because I had my daily devotions. When I had daily devotions, I knew that God was for me. I knew that God liked me. I knew that I was good with God because I had had my daily devotions. On the other hand, on the days when I didn't have my daily devotions, I walked out the door with fear and trembling because now I am not in the favor of God. Now I walked out the door somewhat anticipating that everything was going to go badly and that I was not going to ace the test. And when I got to the locker room, those upperclassmen were going to be like the Old Testament Assyrians, marauders from the hand of God to punish me and to remind me that I needed to have my daily devotions. When I didn't have my daily devotions, I wasn't in the favor of God. I wasn't even sure I was saved. So this was a problem. And honestly, in my heart of hearts, it's still something I have to kind of look out for because of what I think is a misunderstanding of the grace of God and the way that he works in our life. And I would imagine that I might be talking to some people who are somewhat familiar with a performance-based sanctification. And I am passionate for this subject because I think that many Christians deal with a kind of devotional anxiety, where they wonder if they have had devotions enough and whether they did it right or wrong. Was it long enough? Did I read enough of the Bible to sort of know in my heart that I'm good with God? So I can check it off my list. Okay, I walk out the door and now everything is good with God. I think there are many Christians like that. At the same time, there are many Christians who have no anxiety at all about it. And I think that they should, because for them, they don't crack the Bible at all during the week. They walk into their day. There are few, if any, thoughts of God at all. They live their life somewhat divorced from the faith that they sing about and proclaim on Sunday. So you have some Christians who have anxiety about this, and I think they shouldn't. And you have many Christians who have no anxiety about it, and I think that they should. And then I think there's a third category of Christians, and these are just sincere Christians who honestly